So please find a comfortable position. Even if it's not your customary meditation posture. And as a peace now, all at once, re-enter the balance of the elements, grounding your body, experiencing the fluidity of pure water within you. And tasting the ineffable energy and beauty of the channel of fire that extends through the entire core of your being. Shaft of light. Releasing your breath, around and through this form that appears to be you. And then finding that place in your heart again, the place of almost unbearable compassion. But it's not absolutely unbearable because there is hope. It is an aspiration to actually do something to take away the pain of the world, to take responsibility for the blindness and the sins of the world. Not to leave it to anyone else. But to bear all beings in one's own heart. Tenderly. Kindly. Like a mother for her only child. And then with trust, with confidence, even when sometimes we cry out in the dark, we know we never start with nothing. We are here because we have encountered a path. We have encountered teachers. We have encountered sublime indications. That there is a way forward. A way to enact our heart's longing. And for now, almost without thinking, without choosing, let that person come to mind who has changed your heart the most, who has touched your heart the most. And it may be someone you have met, or only seen from afar. Or perhaps only read their works. But for now, we're thinking more in the sense of the teacher who appears as human, appears somehow accessible to us, close to our own time. If a variety of figures or possibility comes up, take the one who feels closest to you. Who has made the teachings come alive for you. Perhaps who has pierced your heart with love. And in a classical form of Buddhist visualization, see that person. Made of light, ephemeral, in the space before you. seated on a transcendent throne or seat, whether that's in cross-legged posture on a disc of the sun and moon, sat in a lotus, or whether it's easier for you to see that person seated with their legs down and at the throne, but already pushing the envelope, as it were, of the ordinary. Even and precisely if that person is still living in this world, let them be in a transcendent realm for you now. And once a picture of some kind comes to mind, and it may have no actual images associated, but it's a knowledge that that person is here, right in front of you. As though you were gazing at a photograph, but knowing it was embodied, it was real, it was alive. Maybe more like a image on a screen. Look into this being's eyes. And admit your heart's longing. What do you seek? Perhaps wordlessly. You see the kindness, the love, the openness, perhaps the sternness, the fierce determination in this being's eyes, and say, you know me better than I know myself. And just see a ray of light from that being's heart to your heart. And rest there. Rest in the utter safety, protection. As this being draws you into their silence.